shooting alone?
It's a difference between honest confidence and overconfidence. I don't believe that Beecher really had much respect for USA coming out. And at this point in time, I think all the respect in the world is out there for them. They just have to go ahead and earn it. As far as USA is concerned, the Patriots, they need to go ahead and say, look, it's 0-0 right now. We have to go out there with the same intensity, the same smarts, and keep on attacking the Bucs and keeping that ball away from them.
It's been an unbelievable 16 minutes of play so far. USA absolutely stunning this Beecher crowd and everyone else in attendance here who's expecting it to be business as usual for the Flint Beecher Bucks. But after two quarters of play, halfway home, the USA Patriots with a 10-point lead, 26-16. Now, John, could we see a completely different Beecher team in the second half? And could we come see a completely different USA team in the second half?
You know, I didn't really notice the happy hands out of the Beecher Bucks like I thought it was going to be. I thought their hands would be in passing lanes and all over the place, but that did not materialize. As far as the officiating, number one, I want to say this is the best officiating crew I've seen the whole year. Now, they have called five fouls on Unionville Sebring and two fouls on the Beecher Bucks. Only seven in the entire half. They're allowing them to play, and they've kept this game under control, and they've had their conversations with both players on both sides. Very well officiated game.
Very much so.
And I think the whistle does not really favor one team over the other.
Tom Dowdell, Frank Marr, and John Shelton, your officials for tonight from the Saginaw Valley Conference area. And our scorekeeper here from Flint Southwestern says these are the best officials he's seen and knows in the entire area. I can agree.
Oh, concur.
So USA comes out of the huddle. Now moving right to left across the radio. Beecher will start on offense. They trail the hometown Patriots by 10 points. And we are underway in the third quarter. Tatrice King at the left wing extended into the corner. Jalen Terry against Tyler Heckroth. Heckroth now into the corner. That would be Ernest Sanders. Beecher now taking their time.
Very deliberate.
Very deliberate. USA in their 2-3 zone. Jalen Terry gets a screen from Williams. Three-pointers no good. Rebound Hunter Bone. And here comes USA with a 10-point lead. 7.5 to play in the third quarter. Bone against King at the top of the key. Dribbling to his left. Now to the right to Williamson. Nothing there. Tough defense from Dominic Williams. Williamson in the corner to Kramer. Kramer trying to find some space. Nothing there. Has to retreat and do the safety valve to Hunter Bone at midcourt. 7-10 left in the third. 26-16. USA by 10 points.
Watch the hands.
Williamson against King. Williamson against Williams. Micah Kramer, left wing by Jalen Terry. Williamson, left block, goes up strong. Nothing there, and it's nearly swatted away, and it is. Here comes Flint Beecher. Ernest Sanders goes up. He is fouled and one. In transition, Beecher flew that ball down the court, and the foul will go against number two, Tyler Heckroth, and that is his first. 26-18, Beecher cuts it down to an 8-point difference with 6:51 left in the third. First foul against Heckroth, first foul against USA.
When I said watch the hands, that was my first sign that this is going to be a little bit different Beecher Buck team.
At the free throw line, Ernest Sanders shooting the first free throw for the Beecher Bucks tonight. The lefty's free throw is up and no good. Rebound Zach Fritz. So remains an 8-point lead for the Patriots. Hunter Bone facing a full court press, calling everyone else off. Go away. Hunter Bone spinning, trying to get away from Patrice King. Now breaks his ankles at the right elbow. Now top of the key, Williamson thought about taking the three, pump fakes instead.
Smart play by the senior.
Hunter Bone inside the lane, trying to feed down instead, and he traveled with it. That's two straight turnovers for the Patriots. Gives the ball back to Beecher, trying to cut down this 8-point deficit. 26-18, an 8-point lead for the Patriots. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Mark Gainforth throws his hands up in the air, can't believe the call. The right wing, Patrice King.
I think he's reacting to a little bit of bumping that was going on.
Jalen Terry dribbles at the right wing against Heckroth. Into the corner to Ernest Sanders. Sanders against Fritz spins in the lane. The floater's up. No good. Rebound, though, still loose and brought in by Hunter Bone. Here come the Patriots trying to extend that 8-point lead. Micah Kramer at the right wing down to Williamson. Right block in between in the short corner now. And we have a foul. And this will go against Flint Beecher. Ball goes against number 13, Dominic Williams. That's his first, Beecher's first of the second half. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. 26-18, USA by eight. Hunter Bone inbounds underneath USA's own hoop, and they feed it into Williams in the left corner. Against Dominic Williams, goes up strong, off the glass, in for two. Williamson has eight, and it's back out to a 10-point lead. Here comes Jalen Terry in transition into the corner, back out to the top to Patrice King. Goes in, and he's somehow stolen away by Isaiah Williamson. That's the fifth turnover for the Beecher Bucks. Heckroth for three. Yes! Heckroth at 14. We have a full timeout called by Mike Williams. It's a 13-point lead for the USA Patriots. 5:32 left in the third quarter. 31-18 USA.
It's time to get healthy. It's time to start looking up. The days are getting longer, and those warm temperatures will be here before we know it. And before it's too late for swimsuit season, it's time to get healthy. Now. And at Sure, we're here to help you. Make your appointment today with Sure Family Medicine, with clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring. No matter the stage of life, we have your back. Our primary care providers aren't just here for when you're sick, but more importantly, to keep you healthy. Regular and routine checkups are the key to a long and energetic life, so there's no excuse. Our clinics are open 5 days a week, not two, not three, five. And evening appointments might even be an option. So whether you're 9 days old or 90 years old, it's good to be sure. Go to sure.org for more information and find out why you should be sure. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Beecher comes out of the timeout. Jalen Terry goes right to the lane. He missed it. Rebound Williamson. Here come the Patriots with a 13-point lead, their largest of the night, and Hunter Bone carried it. That'll be the ninth turnover for the Patriots tonight. Third in this quarter. They had four in the first quarter. Substitution for Flint Beecher, the freshman number two, Kenyon Minifold, replaces number 23, Tyrese Harvin-Pollard. USA still with their starting five out there. They've played all 19 minutes of this ballgame so far. 5 minutes left in the third. It's a 13-point lead for USA. For three, Thetrice King is good from the right wing. That's his second three. Mind you, Tyler Heckroth has four threes and 14 points. 10-point ballgame, 31-21. Williamson turns to the hoop, still in the backcourt. Dribbles against Ernest Sanders, and he nearly lost it, and USA, or Beecher steals it. Here come the Bucks into the corner. Sanders dribbles into the right block, off the glass, in for two. Nice move there for the future college player. 31-23, five straight points for Beecher, and we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth and the Patriots. 5:24 left in the third quarter. It's a 30-second timeout right here on the WLW Sports Network. 31-23.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Can you feel the excitement in this gymnasium? 4:24 left in the third quarter. It's an 8-point lead for USA. A 5-0 run for the Beecher Bucks. Hunter Bone across midcourt. He's in trouble. Now it starts to dribble down the sideline, and we have a push against Flint Beecher's number two, Kenyon Minifold. That's his first and the Beecher's second. 4:14 left in the third quarter. Still an 8-point lead for the Patriots. Hunter Bone inbounds for USA right in front of the bench here, just to our left at midcourt. Micah Kramer gets the inbound down to Williamson. Left block goes up strong. Missed that one over the top, and rebound Beecher.